guys. How are you? Welcome into a Saturday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast is being brought to you by omahasteaks.com/juice. Go there. Get a subscription. When you do so, free burgers for life, 10% off your first order, and always with that 100% money back guarantee at omahasteaks.com/juice. Okay, so deep breath. I mean, the Shed injury blew in the night. I liked Houston in the first half. I still think they probably would have covered that too in the first half. They ended up being down by a point to Duke, but Duke won. So it was a 1-2 night last night. We get baseball right, both basketball bets wrong. We're now only 84-82, or just a little bit over 50% for the season in college basketball. Kind of a bummer. And as we add in the future wagers, not great. So I know you're probably coming on here going like, what are we doing, Matt? All right. So Duke won. I'm really surprised at the opening number. It was 7. It's now 5.5 and coming down. Let's wait. All right. Let's wait and see what we get here from a money line perspective. And we may need to bet it in game. All right. So again, we have 7 units to play with. Okay. So the Marquette future is what we're working off of. All right. So that's 1 unit that we lost. Now we have another half unit. So we have 1.5 units that are in play here. Okay. So if Duke wins, we would lose 1.5 units. The idea is to win 3 or 4 units on this. Okay. Now, can we do that? Yes, but it depends upon what the number is going to be, right? So, you know, if we're playing off, let's just play with the total of $100 because that's just the easiest number to play off of. I'm not saying we should be betting, but play off of it. Okay. So we have $100 to win 700, right? 255 is not great from a money line perspective. Okay. In terms of what we have to win, to get to win $300, it can get pretty expensive. So this is sort of like where we're looking at North Carolina. So like in order to win it's $500 to win $200 basically on this. So we'd have to lay 700 out to win 275 or so. Okay. We don't want to be laying out that type of dollars just to come on back because the first wager, okay, we would cut into it, right? So $700 is what we have to win if NC State wins, right? So the Duke situation has to be played with a little bit. The Duke bet very well might come in game. Okay. So on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/juice, but let's see how much farther down the Duke number winds up going. And you might go, well, Matt, why don't you just lay 5.5 with Duke? Well, what happens if Duke wins by 3? Okay. Then we have lost both bets. So that's going to be interesting how we play off NC State. And remember, NC State just beat Duke in the ACC tournament. So like they just played a couple of weeks ago and NC State won. So that's why the number being 7 was really high. I've thought about, and I don't think I'm going to do this, but like I thought about teasing Purdue and Duke. They're both playing at the same time. And I was like, well, what if we do something like, I don't know, like a 5-point teaser? That would be 128. And you could tease Purdue. You'd cross 0 with Purdue, but it wouldn't really matter. You're trying to get money line out of Purdue at plus 1.5. And then Duke's down to 0.5 point. It's basically Duke down to a money line. But what happens if Tennessee beats Purdue? I mean, so I don't know. I gotta figure this out. I gotta think about it. I don't exactly know yet what I want to do and how I want to do it as of yet, but that might be a way of doing it where we can tease it. And, you know, if Duke wins and Tennessee wins, yes, we lose that whatever hedge we come up with, maybe a 2-unit hedge we come up with on that. But it would keep the Tennessee future alive, which, you know, at 14-1, we're playing off of that. So I don't know yet. But most likely, I'm just going to bet Purdue money line and then probably in game Duke and NC State. Okay. So the beauty of having, you know, where we are with Duke and Purdue is that obviously we've got Purdue sitting here at only minus 156, which makes it way more easy to play off of just given where we are here with the numbers. It's way simpler for us to come in and bet money line on Purdue because we have, you know, 14-1. If we want to go ahead and lay $400 coming back on this, it's, you know, it's to win 2.5 units. So we'd cut into our 14-1. We cut into it, but I'm trying to not, we're down 4 units right now on the wagers, on the official futures. Okay. We're still alive. We still have been playing it, but like, this is just kind of an exercise. A bunch of you guys have shown me some really cool tickets that you've done. Some of you guys have Duke and NC State. One guy has, I think it's like NC State at 14-1 and Duke at 9-1 to win the South bracket. So he can just kick his heels up and he's good. He doesn't do anything. Watch the game. Doesn't matter who wins. He's coming out profitable. That's great. I didn't do that. I probably should have thought to have done that. That's a good play out of him to take both. I just took NC State. I didn't take both as a hedge off of the future for Marquette. But Tennessee wins, they advance. So we have that future available. NC State wins, advances. So we've got that future available. So again, Saturday's podcast, Sunday morning's podcast, Saturday night's taping, Sunday morning's podcast. I will go all over everything we're going to do here in the meantime. Right now, we're not doing anything. Okay. Tennessee future, NC State future. We're live in both games on Sunday. So what are we doing today? Nothing for Illinois, UConn. I have no idea. I lean towards the over 154.5, but not betting it. I lean towards UConn laying 8.5. FanDuel has it at 8.5. They kill everybody. Why wouldn't they kill Illinois? I don't know. I mean, 8.5 points is a lot of points. So I don't know what I'm doing with that. I want to get a better number. I'm going to in-game UConn. I want like 5. Okay. I don't want 8.5. I want 5. I think UConn wins the game, but 8.5 might be too heavy. But I think UConn does end up winning and getting to the Final Four. It's why I didn't bet the Illinois side like we did with NC State, because I don't think Illinois can beat UConn. Terrence Shannon's incredible. Just don't think there's enough firepower there across the board to handle what UConn's going to throw at them. And I think UConn and Purdue are on a crash course here for the national championship. So I think we're going to see 1v1. Tennessee lost by 4 in Maui, right? Or in Hawaii against Purdue earlier this year. So that game is a little scary. That's why the number's only 3.5. NC State number is coming down. It was 7. Now it's 5.5. And let's see how far down it will go from a dog perspective. But I'm betting nothing on Illinois and UConn. What I am betting on is the under 164.5 for Clemson and Alabama. This number is too high. I'm sorry. I know it's Alabama. I know the game against North Carolina went over 175. Against Grand Canyon, it went under by 40. It was 173, went under by 40. Every game in tournament play so far for Clemson has gone under. Boston College, New Mexico, Baylor, Arizona, all unders. I don't believe that Brownell is going to go up-tempo with Nate Oates. I just don't see it. Clemson's going to control tempo. I think Clemson's going to win the game. I do. I lean to Clemson. It's 3. People like Alabama. Okay. I just think it's an under game. Clemson's an under team. It's going to be an under game. I think they're going to slow tempo down dramatically. I don't think we're going to see some high flying, really aggressive game. And I just personally think that Clemson's the better team in crunch time. Their bigs are so good. I know Alabama just beat North Carolina. I understand that. And people are going to go, oh, you beat Alabama. You mean you beat North Carolina. People want to bet Alabama. I think people are still kind of sleeping on Clemson here. This is an 83-81 win for Alabama. So it's a 3-point number. So you get a little benefit there. It's 164 total at KenPom, which doesn't give us a ton of issues. But Clemson is 257th in pace. 257th. I think Alabama's going to speed them up that much. They're 9th in tempo. I give you that. I mean, Bama wants to run. Absolutely. And the Carolina game barely went over by a point, but it was a huge number of 175 went over by one. Alabama's had 175, 173, and 172 so far in the tournament. 2 of the 3 games have gone over. 1 game went dramatically way under, the 72-61 win over Grand Canyon. But every game, under by 4, under by 10, under by 20, under by 15 for Clemson, 153, 146, 153, 146. And now we're at 164.5. Okay. Under Clemson, Alabama for 1.1 units. All right. Baseball. Told you in the Discord channel, I don't really need to do too much of a breakdown here. The Rockies are awful. We are going to bet the Rockies, fade the Rockies on the road. We're going to fade them consistently. They lost 7-3 to the Diamondbacks. This number is plus 102, even money basically everywhere. Arizona Diamondbacks on the run line. Here's the thing. Sunday baseball is wonky. Okay. It's wonky. It's going to be wonky tomorrow. I don't want to bet baseball tomorrow. I want to bet baseball today. Okay. I want to bet baseball today. This is a night game in Arizona. Okay. D-backs are 2-0 on the run line so far. Austin Gomber, left-handed pitcher, is going for the Colorado Rockies. He was 9-9 with a 5.50 ERA last year. This is a guy who is somewhat of a reliever at times, kind of a spot starter, not someone that I would really like going, okay, look out for this guy. Came out of the bullpen a little bit last year, but I mean, pitching on the road against Tampa Bay and is starting, they sent him down. He only pitched in the end of August and they sent him down. He's a young kid. Oh, he's 30. No, he's not a young kid. He's 30 years old. He is not great on the road. He gave up 6 runs. He lost 6-1 to the Dodgers, 6-5 at Tampa Bay last year. I just think if you take a look at where this offense is right now and the bullpen for the Rockies after yesterday and the day before, run line. I just think we come back again here and bet it. Sunday, we'll take a break on it. Tommy Henry's going on the other side, 5-4, the 4.15 ERA last year. He was pretty good, although he lost a ton of games late. He lost his last 4 starts, but he was decent, good enough for us to, I think, to go ahead and back this kid and say, okay, the offense will score enough runs. So far, so good for the Diamondbacks offense, scoring 7 runs yesterday for them, winning the game 7-3, and then pounding the Rockies in the first game 16-1. Run line, Diamondbacks, plus 102 for 1.1 units. I apologize if you're hearing the dog bark. He wants to come in the room. So sorry if you're driving and you're hearing a dog barking. That's one of my 2 dogs that won't stop barking. Let's see if I can let him in and we'll stop barking. Hold on.
Get in here. Come on.
He'll stop barking now that I let him in the room. So apologies. So now we go to the third bet of the day. And I'm going to do a little 2-leg money line parlay. Okay. I do not believe that the A's are going to be excited to play at home at all. A's on the run line. JP Sears is going. Okay. It concerns me a little bit because JP Sears is a decent pitcher. BB is going for the Guardians. He was tremendous last year, but the number is 148 on the money line and it's minus 137 to take the A's at +1.5 runs. So I don't really want to lay this here on the run line. It concerns me a little bit, but I also don't want to lay minus 140, minus 150 juice here on the Guardians, who are 2-0 on the run line, 2-0 straight up. There was announced 3,500 fans in the game yesterday. On a Saturday, I don't think there's going to be anybody there. I mean, it's going to be absolutely empty in Oakland for this game coming up here today. It's a 1 o'clock day game start against the Guardians. We're going to go money line Guardians to improve to 3-0, even with JP Sears pitching, who arguably is the best pitcher for the A's, just money line Guardians. But we're going to pair it up with the Dodgers. Dodgers money line. Now you could easily bet the Dodgers on the run line. It's minus 210 on the Dodgers. The one fear factor is Yamamoto is pitching. Okay. Didn't pitch well overseas when he was in South Korea in his first debut. Game was crazy high scoring and he got tattooed. But this offense for the Dodgers is ridiculous. Okay. They've just scored a ton of runs. They lost 15-11 that game. If you remember, it's only lost for the Dodgers on the year with that 15-11. They still scored 11 runs in that game and lost. But 7-1, 6-3 so far. Mookie Betts has hit 3 home runs in 2 innings, in 2 games so far. Again, Saturday, I would lean towards the Cardinals here on Sunday just because it's hard to sweep a team and it's a little bit wonky. Just Sunday baseball is weird, as we know. So I want to jump in here with the money line on the Dodgers, money line on the Guardians. It's a plus 150 parlay for 1.1 units. Little two-leg money line parlay for us here on a Saturday because we don't bet baseball on Sunday. It's too scary and we'll be heavily invested, obviously, in the college basketball on Sunday. So this is a good time to jump in here with that. Okay, so two bets in baseball, one bet in college basketball. Again, I will be on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. We will look to see when and if I'm going to jump in here on the UConn game against Illinois. I'll tell you if I find a number that I like. I hope that we find something in the 4 to 5 range personally. I'm not sure we'll be able to, but that's kind of the goal, is to find it somewhere in that range, you know, to jump in there with that. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I'm excited to see how we roll out here with that game with Illinois and UConn. But for today, under 164.5, Bama and Clemson, run line, Diamondbacks plus 102, Dodgers, Guardians, money line plus 150 parlay for 1 unit. So we've got 3.1 units going here today on a Saturday. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt each and every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.